Isaiah chapter 35. I want to speak this evening about the most important road in the whole world. I'm not thinking of the M1 or the M4, certainly not the M25. For those who come from India, I'm not even thinking about that wonderful highway which goes from Chennai right to the south of India. Travelled along that many times. Wonderful road as it is. I'm not speaking about that this evening. I'm speaking about the highway, the road to heaven. The great central truth of the Christian faith is that the Lord Jesus Christ has opened up a way which leads from the wilderness of this world to the glory of heaven. A highway to heaven. A famous preacher named Isaiah predicted this in that passage we read from the book he wrote. He lived about 750 years before the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world. In chapter 35, verse 4, he says, "Be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you." At that time, the people of Judah were in a bad way and fast heading for trouble. Isaiah had warned them about that many times, and they were fast heading for trouble. Inevitably, many of God's people were troubled by that. So God tells Isaiah to pass on a message of hope. And this message of hope is that one day the Lord will come. Isaiah says, "Strengthen the feeble, trembling hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come to save you." It's a wonderful prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Isaiah gives us a list of things that will happen when the Lord came. Verse 5, "Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy." And that happened when Jesus came. It happened physically. Blind and deaf people, and dumb and lame people were wonderfully healed. But even more wonderfully, it happened spiritually when the Lord Jesus Christ came. And many of us here have known these miracles spiritually in our lives. Many of us here have had our ears opened to hear the truth of God. Many of us have had our eyes opened to see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of us who were once limping along, as it were, in this simple world, now find ourselves marching on the road to heaven. And Isaiah then says that as a result of Christ's coming, verse 8, he would open a highway. He likens this world to a desert, a wilderness, a place of despair and hopelessness. The land of Judah was a barren place when it was devastated by the Babylonians. So is this world, in the spiritual sense, a barren, desert-like place. The wonderful prediction is that Christ would open up a highway from this desert, this wilderness of sin, leading to heaven, a highway to heaven. And that's good news for all of us. Good news for those of us who are Christians. There was a time when we were in a kind of wilderness, really, when we were lost because of our sin. But we've seen how Christ has opened up this way from the wilderness of sin, which will eventually lead to the glory of heaven. So let me tell you more about this road to heaven this evening. A highway there will be. It's a unique highway. It's the only road to heaven. Isaiah says, a highway will there be. A highway will there be. It's unique. There's only one. I wonder if we're clear about that. The idea around at the present time is that there are many ways to heaven, and that you choose according to your taste. They tell you that if you like, you can get to heaven by being a good Buddhist. Or if you prefer, you can get to heaven by being a good Hindu. Or if that doesn't suit you, you can try the way of good works. And if that doesn't appeal to you, don't worry, you can be an atheist and still get to heaven. That's the modern idea, that all roads lead to heaven. Some actually say that all roads lead to heaven. That you can do what you like, say what you like, believe what you like, but ultimately you will arrive in heaven. But that's a terrible delusion. A terrible delusion. Suppose I telephoned the AA last night and said to them, tomorrow I'm going to Hounslow West. I'm traveling from Reading to Hounslow West. Will you please tell me the right road to get to Hounslow? And the man at the other end said, don't worry, all roads will lead you to Hounslow. The M1, the M4, the M25, the M3, they'll all lead you there. Go anywhere you like. If he said that, I'd say, my friend, you're drunk or something. You're mad. But people say that about heaven. All roads lead to heaven. Say whatever way you like. You'll eventually get there. Don't worry. All roads lead to heaven. But that's part of the devil's plan to keep people away from heaven. He doesn't want you to go to heaven. He doesn't want anyone to go to heaven. He's the enemy of God. So he deludes people into thinking they can get there any way they like. But that is a terrible delusion. There is one highway to heaven. Isaiah says, a highway there will be. One. It is a unique road. Jesus himself put it like this in John 14, verse 7. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In fact, the early Christians, at the time of the Acts of the Apostles, the early Christians, one of the names given to them was that they belonged to the way, the way. That was the name given to Christianity. You often find that in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Acts 9 verse 2, Acts 19 verse 9, and other places. And in a sense it was a good description, because being a Christian is the only way to heaven. It's unique. My friend, if you want to arrive safely in heaven at the end of your life, you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing I would like to stress about this highway to heaven is that it's very costly. Very costly. Making highways from one place to another is very expensive. Even changing the motorway or the M4, I've just come along tonight, making it into a smart motorway. Even that is a very costly business, millions and millions of pounds. But opening up this way to heaven, this road to heaven, was even more costly than that. It involved the Lord Jesus Christ leaving the splendor of heaven, where he lived from all eternity. He left the splendor of heaven, and he came into this world. He became a man, took human nature, and he lived a perfect life. But after living a perfect life, they took hold of him and put him to death. But when he died upon the cross, he paid the punishment for our sins and made it possible for us to get on this road to heaven, opened up this highway to heaven by his death upon the cross. Very expensive, you see. Very costly. None of us could buy our way to heaven. But the Lord Jesus Christ bought it for us when he died upon the cross. It's a very costly road. You and I can travel along it freely. It won't cost us anything to get on this road that leads to heaven. There are no tolls for us to pay. But it's not cheap. It cost the Lord Jesus Christ his precious blood when he died on the cross of Calvary to open up this highway to heaven. So it's unique and it's costly. Then can I stress, it's an exclusive highway. This passage here tells us that only certain people will travel along this road. Who are they? Are they people of a high social caste? Down through the history of this country, there have been certain roads that only those who are very wealthy, very high up, could travel along. The first church where I was pastor was in Cheltenham. And in Cheltenham there is what is called the promenade. And years ago, in Regency times, you were only allowed to walk along Cheltenham promenade if you were well dressed and quite well off. A workman wearing overalls couldn't walk along there. Banned. It was for people of a certain social class, those who were wealthy. But the road to heaven is not like that. The road to heaven is open to people of all classes, rich and poor. Whatever social class we come from, whether we're royalty or poor beggars, this road to heaven is open to us. It's not exclusive in that sense. Neither is it reserved for people of education and learning, people who reached a certain standard in education. At the school I attended, there was a very fine pathway across the quadrangle which led to the main door of the school. But ordinary pupils were not allowed to walk along that pathway. We had to go round the lawn. If you were a prefect, if you were a master, if you were the headmaster, you could walk along that pathway. But just an ordinary pupil, you couldn't. A mad rule, really. But that was the rule. It was reserved for people who'd reached a certain educational standard. The road to heaven is not like that. You can get on this road to heaven if you've never passed an exam in your life. You can get on this road to heaven if you failed every exam. The other end, you can get on this road to heaven if you've got a string of doctorates after your name. It doesn't matter. It's not according to your educational ability. In what way, then, is this highway exclusive? It's not just for the rich, not just for the educated. In what way is it exclusive? This passage tells us in verse 9, only the redeemed will walk along it. Only the redeemed. And the word redeemed is a word used in the Bible to describe all those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who are trusting in him as their Savior, who've had their sins forgiven, and who've been put right with God. Only those who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ will be allowed on this road to heaven. The redeemed, the ransomed of the Lord, those who have seen their sin and have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. All others are excluded. Verse 8 says, the unclean will not journey on it. Men and women whose sins are not forgiven. Men and women whose sins are not pardoned will not be on this road to heaven. You see, heaven is a place of great purity. Heaven is a place where God dwells. Everything is pure there. And only those whose sins have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, only those who are trusting in him will ever get on this highway to heaven. If you're a Christian here this evening, if you've seen yourself as a poor sinner, and if you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive you, then you're on this road. But if you've never seen your need of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never turned to Him as your one and only Saviour, then I've got to tell you, to be honest, you're not on this road to heaven. Those then are three important things about this highway to heaven which Christ has opened. It's unique. There is only one. It is costly. It cost Him His precious blood to open it for us. And it's exclusive. Only the redeemed walk along this road. So can I ask you, are you on this highway? Are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? You may ask, how can I get on this road that leads to heaven? Well, it's very simple. Very, very simple. But scores of men and women haven't found it. Scores of men and women and young people are going in the wrong direction. Many years ago, when I came to Reading to meet with the elders, they were talking to me about becoming a pastor there. And I came one evening all the way from North Wales to meet with the elders of Reading at the Carey Baptist Church in Reading. And after the meeting, they directed me to the M4. They said it quite simple, quite simple. Go out of the church gate, turn left, second turning on the left, turn left, then turn right, and go straight along the A4, you'll come to the M4, no problem. Very simple, they said. But they didn't take into account that I'm simple as well, and I got hopelessly lost, mainly because there was a diversion. There'd been an accident, and everything was being diverted in another way. So I got hopelessly lost. Simple, they said. But I didn't find the way till later on that night. And it's like that about getting on the road to heaven. It's very simple. But the devil deceives people and deludes people, and they're still not on it. How do we get on this road to heaven? Here's the answer. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a poor sinner. You admit to Him that that's what you are, a poor, guilty sinner. You admit to Him that you've rebelled against Him many times. And you admit to Him that you cannot earn your own forgiveness. You admit to Him that He's your only hope because He died upon the cross and you plead with Him to save you. Now that's simple enough, isn't it? Recognize your sin, your wrongdoing. Recognize you can't save yourself and get yourself into heaven. Recognize that Christ is your only hope. Simple enough. But the devil is so intent to keep us out of heaven that he confuses us and muddles us, and so we miss the simple way. We used to sing a chorus in church, there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. There's a door that is open and you may go in. At Calvary's cross is where you begin when you come as a sinner to Jesus. And Calvary's cross is where you begin when you come as a sinner to Jesus. Let me encourage you, if you're not a Christian, to get on this road that leads to heaven. Let me encourage you, if you are a Christian, by reminding you of what this road to heaven is really like. I've already told you that it's unique and costly and exclusive, but now let me tell you more about this highway to heaven. It's a safe highway. A safe highway. Isaiah tells us here that no wild beast, no ferocious beast will get on it. In those Old Testament times, as people journeyed from one place to another, they would find a wild beast on the road. It's like that today in some countries. My wife and I were in South Africa at the beginning of last year on the border of Mozambique. I was driving along, and lo and behold, a lion wandered across the road. It would be dangerous to get out of the car at that point. But this road to heaven is a safe highway. No wild beast will be there. It's not an easy road. Sometimes the road to heaven can be quite steep. Sometimes, as we make our way to heaven, there are great difficulties. Sometimes, as we make our way to heaven, we are afflicted with an illness or something like that. Or maybe we face opposition from parents and friends and relatives. When my wife became a Christian, she faced horrendous opposition from her parents. When they knew that she was going to marry a fellow they called as a vicar, that's me, they just ridiculed her and thought the end of the world would come. That their daughter was going to marry someone in the church. They thought that was horrible. The road to heaven is steep sometimes. People will laugh at you. People will ridicule you. People will make things difficult for you because you're a Christian. It's not easy, but it's safe. The Lord Jesus Christ will watch over you as you journey to heaven. He'll take care of you. It's also satisfying. Safe and satisfying. Isaiah says, verse 10, it leads to Zion. It leads to heaven. And every so often, I go to my home city, Norwich. I was born there. And as you enter the city of Norwich, across there in Norfolk, there's a sign up which says, "Welcome to Norwich, a fine city." And this place we're going to, heaven, is a fine place. Let that encourage you, my friend. It may be difficult sometimes, this road to heaven. But heaven is a glorious place. It's a place where God dwells. It's a place where the Lord Jesus Christ is. It's a place of perfection. It's a place of beauty and majesty. Let that be an encouragement to you as you go along this road. And as you go along this road, the Lord will be with you, watching over you and caring for you. So that's the highway to heaven. It's a wonderful, wonderful road. And the great question is, are we on this road that leads to heaven? We sometimes sing a hymn which says, "We are travelling home to God in the way the fathers trod. They are happy now, and we soon their happiness shall see. Lift your eyes, you sons of light. Zion city is in sight. There our endless home shall be. There our Lord we soon shall see." This place to which we're going, the destination, is glorious. It's heaven itself. A place of absolute perfection. No sin there. No sorrow there. No sadness there. No sickness there. No pain there. All of that will be gone. It's the place where the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in all his glory. And we'll meet there all the great leaders of the Christian church of past ages. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses. Isaiah, Jeremiah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Apostle Paul. Martin Luther, John Calvin. All the great leaders of the church down through the ages. It would be wonderful to meet them. But most of all, the Lord Jesus Christ will be there in all his glory. And we will see him. And we'll live with him forever and forever and forever. That's the other thing about heaven. It's wonderful because it will go on forever and ever. When we've been there 1,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. So are you on this road to heaven? Let me tell you something rather wonderful. One Sunday night, just over 38 years ago, 1961, I think it was. In April, 1981. I preached on this passage of Isaiah 35 in a place called Cheltenham. And my son, Tim, was there. And he came home and went upstairs to his room. Then came downstairs a bit later on and said, "Dad, I want to tell you that as you were preaching on Isaiah 35 tonight, God spoke to me and I became a Christian." And a few months ago in April, on his face, on his page on Facebook, he put, "So many years ago, 30-something years ago, my dad preached on Isaiah 35 and I became a Christian." And it's been wonderful. Well, if you're not a Christian, may the Lord do a similar miracle in your life. You see, life in this world is going to come to an end. It won't go on forever. We've all got to die one day. Not being morbid, but that may come sooner than we think. I once took two funeral services in 1 week. The first funeral service was for a woman of 103. The second funeral service was for a boy of 13 who suddenly died. We have a friend, pastor of a church, and he, just a few weeks ago, man of 35, suddenly found that his wife, aged 33, suddenly died. Had shown no sign of illness, and suddenly died. None of us knows when it will come. And beyond death, there's an eternal destiny. Heaven or hell. Jesus said that. Heaven or hell. And there's one road that leads to heaven. It's a wonderful road. The highway to heaven. Isaiah speaks about it here. And if you trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, ask him to forgive your sins, you will be on this road that leads to heaven. Well, may that be true of all of us here. May we leave this place tonight absolutely certain that we're on the road to heaven. Now we're going to sing our last hymn.